Water Street's a collection of short stories, but together they form more or less a cohesive novel?
Yeah, I would say so. The way I describe them is that they are a short story cycle. So it's sort of a composite novel. All the characters know one another. It's all set on the same street, sort of like Sherwood Anderson's Winesburg, Ohio, or Gloria Naylor's Women of Brewster Place. There have been several books over the years. Gurney Norman's Kinfolk. It's really a form by itself, and so that's the form that I've written it in.
Was that the form that you were writing it in when you started, or did you figure out that was the direction you were going to go after you were in the process of it?
It's one of my favorite. I teach that form a lot, so it's one of my favorite forms to teach and one of my favorite forms to read. And I think I was maybe one story written, and then maybe by the third story, I realized that it was a cycle and not just a disparate collection of short stories.
What is it about Water Street that resonates with people?
Well, I think part of it's the form. Like, everyone knows what it's like to live in a neighborhood or to live in a place, and that could be any place in the world, and everyone knows what it's like to have, like, one set of stories that people make public, and then to have a set of private stories that are held private, be that in the individual, within the family, within the neighborhood, within the church. You know, you could take any sort of communal construct and put that concept with it. So I think it rings true across races, across cultural backgrounds, and across geographic backgrounds. I've had so many people actually say that, like, well, you know, I live in, met a woman recently who lives in Taiwan that really liked that book because it reminded her of where she grew up.
The form of the short story, on one hand, it sounds appealing because it's not as daunting as sitting down and writing a long form novel, but I guess the other side of that is that you have to pack a lot in to a short amount of pages. What are your one or two tricks that you think are essential to writing a good short story, especially interwoven short stories?
Well, when I was writing Water Street, I don't think I had any stories that ended up on the cutting floor, but I wrote with that idea that I was writing around a subject and maybe all of the stories wouldn't make it in. Like, I was sort of wanted to focus on this idea of a small town and the people in it. And I would write about a character and then I would think, well, who do they know? Who else is adjacent? So a secondary character in one story might become a primary character in another story. So as far as the short story itself, I mean, I think it's one of the most beautiful literary forms that we have. And I think that the short story in itself is sort of akin to the poem, you know, how you have these sort of concrete images on top and then have this meaning sort of running through. And the idea of delivering all of that and leaving a reader satisfied within, you know, let's say 10 to 15 pages. So you only have one chance, really, one particular set of scenes to get your point across, which, of course, you have several chances at that in a novel. Like, if you can keep them going, if somebody doesn't understand what's going on with the characters in one chapter, then by, you know, the next chapter or four chapters over, you're able to bring something else in, but you don't have that much time to waste in a short story. And that's sort of confining aspect of the form is one reason why I love it. It gives you, as a writer, for me, one of the things I love is that it is 10 to 15 pages. So I can hold it all physically at one time and sort of carry it around with me. When I wrote my first novel, that was what was so daunting about that. Like, I never knew where I was at. Like, you know, 300 or 400 pages, like, where am I? Where I need a flashlight to get through this is kind of how I felt writing the novel.
What does a reader who is not familiar with Kentucky take away about the state after reading Water Street?
Well, I think that's that sort of aspect of community that you're not, and like I said, a lot of places have this, but I think what's unique about Kentucky and unique about Appalachia is the sense of communal and the idea of sort of communal memory. You know, you're not, there's always someone else that you are beholden to, and, you know, often we're beholden to our relatives and our parents, but the idea that you're beholden to an entire community in some ways, that you have to sort of answer to the community or uphold your morals in the community. I think part of that's sort of the essence of small town life, which we have a lot of that here in Kentucky. We have a lot of small towns.
When you speak at WKCTC about Water Street, will you be talking about the form of the book or the characters, or will you be open to questions? Pretty much, will it be anything goes?
Yeah, I think it'll be anything goes. What I plan on is I'll probably read, unless someone asks me to read a particular story, I will start with a story that sort of resonates after I look at the audience. That's what I have a tendency to do, is sort of peep out and see who's there, and then I'll say, oh, I think you all want to hear this, and it's just something intuitively that I do. But I hope that it's that there's a lot of back and forth. Like, I'm looking forward to having a conversation. It's one of the most, like, I'm going to California next week, but honestly, I'm more excited about coming down there to Paducah, because there's this whole community of folks that have read the book already at the library, and students have, you know, written up passages that they like over on campus and around the town in the library, and I think maybe even in one of the high schools. And so I am looking forward to talking about this book and talking about how it impacted, or, you know, I'm pretty thick-skinned, or how it didn't impact people. Like, I really want to have a conversation about it.